prayer, Lord. Oh, Lord, hear my prayer. I know you heard me praying so many times before. Yes, sir, Lord. But I need you. If you don't come, Lord, I perish. Yes, I will. But I'm waiting on you, Lord, right down here below. Hear my prayer, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hear my prayer. And I know you heard me praying so many times before. Yes, sir, Lord. That I need you. You don't come. Lord, I perish. Yes, I will. Said, I'm waiting on you, Lord, right down here below. Why? Said, I'm
down here waiting at the railway
stop
for Jesus.
Oh, Lord, say, I'm no.
Lord, there's no one in the wrong.
That I'm down here waiting at the river. Will you come, Lord Jesus? Yes, sir, Lord. I said, if you don't come to my rescue, I belong. Let me say it again. Hear my prayer, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hear my prayer. And I know you heard me praying so many times before. Yes, sir. Said I need you. You don't come. Lord, I perish. Yes, I will. Said I'm waiting on you, Lord, right down here below. Why you say? Said I'm
praying at the river when you come, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord, Satan,
there's no one in front.
No,
no, there's no one in front.
I said, I'm down here
waiting at the
Lord, Lord Jesus. Yes, sir, Lord. I said, if you don't come to my rescue, I belong. Listen, your child, Lord. Oh, Lord. I'm your child. And I'm waiting on you, Lord. Before, yes, sir. Said I need you. You don't come, Lord. I perish. Yes, sir, Lord. And I'm waiting on you, Lord. Right down here below. Why you sing? Said I'm down here waiting at the river where you come, Lord Jesus. alone. Satan. I said, I'm down here waiting. Oh, Lord Jesus. Yes, sir, Lord. I said, if you don't come to my bed, if you don't come to my bed, if you don't come. Come.
You don't come to my
rescue. Nothing I can do, Lord.
You don't come to my rescue.
I can't even talk.
You don't come to my rescue.
If you don't
come to my rescue.
I can't even wave my hand. If you don't
come,
if you don't
come, if you don't come to my rescue,
you don't
come to my rescue,
you are
Are you really waiting on him?
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, God. Praise God. He'll be here because he said he would. And he cannot, shall not, will not lie. Hallelujah. Praise God. We praise God for opportunity to be able to stand on another day. Hallelujah. We're not here because we've been good. Not been here because we've been dotting every I and crossing every T. But we're here because of his grace and his mercy. Hallelujah. Don't get beyond yourself. You're not holier than thou. Hallelujah. You're just one of his that he had placed in this universe that he can get some glory out of from the things that we go through. We are his sheep. He is the shepherd. God bless you. This is another day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in the day. He could have left you yesterday, but he let you tag along again today. Hallelujah. And so I'm grateful for all he continues to do in our lives. Praise God. Before we go into the scripture, I want to also encourage you to prepare yourself for election. Okay. The 24th election is going on this year. Primaries are going to be going. And then the general election where we get new leadership of the entire nation. Okay. And know who you need to vote for. And if you don't go home, you're voting for the one that wins. Okay, so vote the one that you need to be vote for. They got a new rule. You got to have a voter's ID. Your driver's license will do. But all of you who don't have one, you need to go to the proper places and get one. It doesn't cost you anything but some gas to get there and some time. The ID will be is good because you're going to need it for other things. So they meant it for the bad, but God turned it into you good. And vote is important. Vote. Very important, because one of them now sounds like doing, if they get in there, he's going to make a dictatorship out of this nation, operating like Russia and North Korea. You'll be bound in so many ways. God is giving you the opportunity to go out there and show up and show out. Our turn to react. So let us do that. And if you already got your ID, don't forget to go vote when that time comes. And if you know somebody that don't have it, let them know that and remind them that they need to do so. And God bless you. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news in this bad news world. Hallelujah. And we are here to talk about the Lord. All right. Give honor to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to all our ministers in the house, our presider, elders, guests, and to all our deacons and mothers and elected officers of the house of God. Hallelujah. And to everybody else in the house. Because everybody's important. Everybody's precious. Everybody's somebody. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God didn't make any nobodies. Because when you think about a nobody, that means you don't exist, spirit. Hallelujah. So he didn't make nobody. He made somebodies. Okay. From the book of St. John 14 and 1. St. John 14 and 1. Very important message in that scripture, and the scripture that you hear all the time. So very familiar to you. All right. First chapter of the third gospel. The fourth gospel, excuse me. All right. Everybody got it? Let not your hearts be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. If we believe in God, but also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. It was not so, I would have told you. And he went away to prepare a place for us. And where he's gone, he will come back again to receive us into his own. Okay. Tell somebody it's in your hands. It's in your hands. We go from day to day month, week to week, and month to month, year to year. And we go there, not mindful that a lot of things we waste, miss out on, a lot of things that we could have had and didn't have. And we put it on everything but the real reason. We never blame ourselves. Everybody's wrong but me. Let's think about all the millions and billions of people saying the same thing. And all you got is a chaos. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come into the Father except he comes by him. You got to come by his rules. And I can't seem to keep that thing turned off. He is the way. He is the truth, and he is the light. Okay, if you need anything, you need to see Jesus. If you need any deliverance, anything you need in this life, see Jesus. He is the way to your hope, your desires, your blessings. He is the way to be delivered from whatever is going on. And as we go through this life, we find that if we follow his way, you find printed in the book of that's called the Holy Bible, yeah, your guidance for the day. Yeah. In each day, that guidance is right there for you if you will use it. As he has given us the strength and the power to do. And he even told you, you can do all things through Christ that strengthens him, you. So, he is the way. Okay? He is the way, and it's in your hand. Whether you receive it or not, he's put it out there for us. The choice between life and death. He's put it out there for us. And it's up to us to take it. He's not going to force it on you. He will not force it on you. He just puts it out there. He tell you what not to do. It's up to you to follow that instruction. He tell you what to do. And when we don't follow those instructions, we get in trouble. Okay. When we look in the book of 1 Corinthians 10th chapter, the 10th verse says, neither murmur ye some as some of them also did, murmured and had, were destroyed by the destroyer. And this is those that was on in the wilderness headed towards the promised land. We are in the wilderness now. And we all hopefully are headed toward the promised land. And so these things are written for our instruction and examples that he set for you when you do right, when you do wrong. There are consequences for either one of them. And hopefully you learn from these things and not allow history to repeat itself. Hopefully the world would learn from the chaos that was caused and not be caught up in that same old thing again. That's why we write it in the books, to remind you of what's already gone on. If it didn't work then, you're doing it the same way, the same thing now, is not going to work now. Okay? Know that you need to know. It says, now all these things happen to them for examples. Okay? You got the roadmap. Follow that roadmap. And it'll get you from earth to glory. Get you out of the problems that you're in, the headaches that you cause yourself to have, the problems that keep you from being joyful unto the Lord as you're supposed to. When we follow these rules or these guidelines, everything will work out all right. So in that 12th verse, it said, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. You think you're standing out here all by on your own, I this and I that. Okay? You stand out, I don't need this and I don't need that. I don't need that one and I don't need this one. You are standing in the brink of falling. You're going to fall if you don't do what the word said do. Therefore, I had no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. No temptation. There's not a thing that has happened to you in your lifetime has happened to you only. But it's a common occurrence. It's an everyday thing. Somebody, somewhere, is going through the same thing. Okay, somebody somewhere has already gone through the same thing. Your example, your answer is there in the word. You're not the only one, hallelujah, that is going through. You may have one problem, I'll have another. But we're all going through with something. Okay, we need to keep that in mind. No temptation, okay, has taken you, except that is common to man. Okay, it's an everyday thing. Somebody got something going on, and God allows it to come to you because you need it, and he can get some glory out of it. You don't think you need it, but you do. Because you, when you don't think you need it, because you're that person that's standing on it, think they're standing on your own. I can do without this, and I can do without that one. They're in your life because God said you need them in your life to get the rough places off of you so you won't get snagged up on trying to get into the heaven gates. Okay? Remember, the way is narrow. And you have a whole lot of room for playing and having snags hanging on you. Okay, you got to get yourself smooth and clean so you can go right through without getting hung up on. There's no temptation that has taken you but such that is common to man. But now the last part, other part of the statement says, but God. Somebody say, but God. It's faithful. Okay. Tell somebody you can count on God. But God, who is faithful, will not. Tell three people that he will not. But God, who is faithful, will not suffer you to be tempted above all that you're able. So whatever you're going through, God is not didn't let it come on you if you weren't able to handle it. Okay? If you're able to handle it, he'll let it come on you. If you're not able to handle it, he will not. Okay? So we need to start saying, I can't do this. I can't take this no more. God has already fixed it for you. He said, God is faithful. He will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. Okay, you can handle whatever it is with Jesus. You can do it. But he will with the temptation. He'll use that temptation as a way to make you to escape. Okay? So he let you go as far as you can go. And then he gives you a way out. Okay? God will do that for you. You just have to have patience and wait for him. Okay. And that he will be able to bear it. If you can't handle it, he'll make a way for you to handle it. Okay. He will do that for you. He just needs you to be faithful and stand. So don't complain as they did in the wilderness. And 120,000 died because of their murmuring and grumbling. Okay? But you need to be thankful because he told us that in everything, give him thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Concerning each of us. So instead of complaining, say thank you. All right. Thank you, God. I'm still here to feel this. Thank you, God. I'm still around in your hands. Knowing that you got me, I cannot fail. Everything is working for my good. Okay, I remember when Scripture saying when Jesus had been pointed out by Peter that I go with you everywhere. I'd even die for you. And then he failed at the very first temptation. Okay. He denied him. He left the line of defense that he set up to the Lord and for what he would do. But here we find him. Jesus now testing him after everything is going on. And he said, Peter, lovest thou me? Yeah, Lord. Feed my sheep. Yeah. Then said Peter the second time, lovest thou me? Peter said, yes, Lord. Feed my lamb. Uh-huh. And he said it to him a third time, Peter, lovest thou me more than thou? Peter said, he got a little set now, you know. You know how we are. You asked me more than one time. I'm getting just a little bubbly. And I'm trying to hold it back, Sister Toya. But there's a man in me. He keep on nagging at me. I know you heard me. Why you keep asking me all this? And Peter said, and the word that he swore. Peter, do you love me? Peter said, yeah, Lord. You know I do. He had attitude. Anybody got attitude in here? I think all of us get an attitude every once in a while. We may not let it come out, but we got it. Jesus said, come on, Peter. Go with me. Jesus was trying to restore him. And Peter's still looking for other excuses. He said, follow me, Peter. Peter looks back and saw John standing there. He ain't call him to do nothing. Why calling me? And so Peter said, Lord, what about him? God gives us things to do all the time. And we say, what about so and so? I'm always doing it. Can't somebody else do it? It's in your hands. Jesus said, Peter, if I let him live till I come again, what's that to you? Ask your neighbor, what's that to you? If John makes it in, what's that to you? If it doesn't make it in, what's that to you? You need to work on yourself, Peter. Let John do what John was supposed to do. Because you don't know what John's been through. You don't know what John is going through. You don't know what John is already doing. But Peter, it's you I'm trying to restore now. It wasn't John that messed up in the garden. It wasn't John that messed up when they were warming their hands by the fire. It was you. It's in your hands. God has placed things in our hands. And I heard him say, let not your heart be troubled. It sounds like me. He says, it's in your hand. It's in your control. Stop saying, Brother Johnson, Brother Coleman made me do it. It's in your hand. If it hadn't said so and so and so, I wouldn't have cursed at him. They made me curse. Phil Wilson said the devil made me do it. And it was the devil that made us do it. But there ain't no excuse because Adam said, that woman you gave me. He put it on God and Eve. We've been saying they put it on Eve, but listen to what the thing said. That woman, you gave me. God, it's your fault. If you ain't given that woman, I'd still be doing what you told me to do. But you gave me the woman. And the woman enticed me. Uh-huh. But Eve, what do you do? The serpent ain't what I thought. You the one put the serpent in here. If you hadn't made the devil, the snake, I'd still be holy. We've been blaming John, Sue, Jack, and Jane all our lives. Missing out. And all because we forgot that it's in your hand. If your heart is troubled, it's your fault. If you are angry with somebody, it's your fault. Well, they may be angry. No, they didn't make you angry. You let your heart go out of trouble. You done sinned already because you allowed your heart to be troubled. God put it in your hand. Don't you allow your heart to be troubled. Burnett, I'm putting you in this day, but don't let your heart get troubled. Because when you go through this day, some obstacles are going to show up. When you go through this day, some problems are going to come. Trouble is going to get in your way. But don't let your heart be troubled. Rejoice when it comes your way. Be happy. Knowing that you and the Lord got this in control. It's in your hands. And it's time for me to quit, so I don't want you regurgitating before you leave the campus. I want you to get you depressed full enough to last you to the next time. It's in your hand. Your joy in your hand. your peace in your hand, your love in your hand, your control in your hand. The control of everything is in your hand. God bless you.
It's up to you. Praise God. Do we have one on this morning? That need Christ in your life to take it out of your hands and trust it in his hand. Praise the Lord. If we have one on this morning, this is your time to come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. If you need prayer, come to Jesus just now. Just now. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus just now. He will save you. He will save you. He will save you. Just now, he will save you. He will save you. Just now, only trust him. Only trust him. Only trust him just now, only trust him, only trust him just now. Praise God. Say, yes, he is. He is faithful. He is able. Just now, he is able. He is able. Just now, you doubt him. Don't you doubt him. Don't you doubt him. Just now. Just now. Don't you doubt him. Don't you doubt him. Just now. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Just now. Just now. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Just now. He is able. He is able. He is able. Just now. Just now. He is able. He is able. Just now. Don't you doubt him. Don't you doubt him. Don't you doubt him. Just now. Just now. Don't you doubt him. Don't you doubt him. Just now.
Everybody say
amen.
Let everybody say amen.
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 Let the church say
amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Come on, church, and say amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. We thank God this morning for this worship experience. We thank you, God, for each one that was here. Praise God. Father God, as we return from this place and travel home, God, we ask him for you to give us road mercy, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And may the grace of our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ, rest, rule, and abide with us, hence now and forever. Let us all say,
let the church say,
amen.
Let the church say, amen.
Amen.
Let the church say, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.